Conservative councillors, and I'm grateful to them for all their service in local government, keeping council tax low and delivering services for local people. But we've still got lots of results to come as well.
It's predicted the Tories could lose half their council seats in England. In the mayoral contest, the party did keep hold of Tees Valley, but with a reduced majority over Labour, who earlier took the Blackpool South by-election with a big swing from the Conservatives. But it's thought Sir Keir Starmer's position on Gaza has cost the party votes in the local elections. The UK is going to appoint a new envoy to oversee a plan to ramp up weapons production. During a visit to Ukraine, Foreign Secretary Lord Cameron insists it's a national priority. A former post office lawyer has been under intense pressure at the Horizon IT inquiry and has been accused of lying about what he knew and when. Shanal Singh's been sticking to his claim that he didn't know about problems with the system, but lead counsel to the inquiry, Jason Beer, questioned his memory because evidence shows he printed a report describing a software bug.
All of this, if I received it, if I read it, is a big fat lie, isn't it?
And no,
sir. You know it, Mr. Singh.
Sir, I didn't come here to lie.
The High Court judges ruled the government acted unlawfully by approving a strategy to meet the UK's climate targets. Environmental groups argued the plan lacked information on whether policies could be delivered in full. China has sent a rocket to the dark side of the moon. It's hoping to bring some samples back. And Gavin and Stacey star Larry Lamb has tweeted, "It's definitely occurring." It's as it's been confirmed that the sitcom will be back for its last ever episode, airing on Christmas Day. That's the latest. I'm Anna Bates.
Thanks so much, Anna. We'll have another news update in an hour's time.
This is Phoenix FM.
On Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, it's a pretty miserable day outside today in the Brentwood area, and it's going to continue like this, light rain and a moderate breeze throughout the rest of today. With any luck, by about 7 o'clock, it may have cleared and we should have some sunny intervals. A high of 13 and a low of just 6 degrees tonight. Tomorrow, well, it's a day of sunny intervals in the morning, but sunshine and showers really coming on from about 1 o'clock. And then Sunday and Monday, they're both about the same. Really sunny intervals and light showers throughout the day, but it's a bit warmer tomorrow. It'll be up to 15 degrees.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Patrick Sherring. Music and conversation on 123. Welcoming the weekend on Phoenix 98 FM.
So good afternoon, great to have your company with us here on Phoenix today. Wow, I've got a bit of frog in my throat. Hopefully that will clear out the way as we go on. Great to have Michelle along with us today and 3 hours of great broadcasting as ever. So my name is Patrick and this is a show that we call 123 Friday. 2 hours of good music and chat for your Friday lunchtime entertainment. I've got a great show lined up for you as ever today. Let's do it in reverse order. So about 2:30, we should be going to the vintage chart, taking us way, way back to 1966. Our 4-3 tracks from the chart for this particular week. At about 1:45, we will have the birthdays competition. Three people who've had birthdays in recent times will be asking you how old you think they are. And you can email us in radio at phoenixfm.com to take part. But delighted in the first hour here, we've got some guests along here with us this afternoon. Good afternoon to you both.
Good afternoon, Patrick.
It's great to have you with us here this afternoon. So that's Blake and Fiona. And why are you here today?
We've come from the Helen Rollison Cancer Charity, and we're here to mainly promote Ride for Helen, but also let people know about what we do and our other events.
Right, brilliant. And the Ride for Helen, there's not just one ride, but two or three were the different amounts, I think.
Yeah, there's a 100 mile.
So we've got a 100 mile route, 65 miles, 50, a 30, a 15, and a 6 mile route as well.
Brilliant. So something for everybody. Yep. Fantastic. Thank you. That's the show for this afternoon. Do keep it Phoenix, won't you?
For the best music and chat in town, Patrick Sherring on Phoenix FM.
And signing us off this afternoon, this is Depeche Mode from the album that came out last year. This is Ghosts Again. Depeche Mode, that is a single in the UK, made its way up into the top 10. And as far as some album is concerned, well, the Mentamore, it was the album. It was number one in 10 countries and number two in the UK. This is a classic. Joni Mitchell, Free Man in Paris, comes from the 1974 album Court and Spark. And the song itself is number 470 on the Rolling Stones 500 Greatest Songs of All Time. Thank you. Mitchell, Free Man in Paris. If you've never heard that before, hopefully that's been a revelation to you and a wonderful track. Joni Mitchell got a fabulous back catalogue there. It's just about 30 minutes after one here on Phoenix.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Leilina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Villa Riquet's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice, delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Tune in to Saturday Breakfast with me, Antonia Jones. I've got the start of your weekend covered with 2 hours of music, artist interviews, music news, behind-the-scenes stories, and so much more to keep you in the know. Join me between 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Saturday mornings and start your weekend right here on Phoenix.
Yes, that's a great way to start your weekend with Antonia here on Phoenix. And, of course, there's all kinds of great programs here on the station. You can find out all about them in the Brentwood Gazette, where the schedule is there. And there's always a feature article about one of our programs. So delighted to have Fiona here with us and also with Blake this afternoon. For anybody who's just tuned in, remind us again where you're from, the charity.
We're from Helen Rollinson Cancer Charity.
Okay, and what kind of work does Helen Rollinson Cancer Charity do?
Well, we support people living with cancer at all stages, whether they've just been newly diagnosed or throughout treatment and even post-treatment, we still support them afterwards. We offer reflexology. I think there's also massage.
Reflexology, yoga. Massage, counselling, manual lymphatic drainage for those with sort of a referral from the NHS. And we've also got lots of support groups like Wiggle and Giggle, online yoga, in-person yoga. And we've done a lot with the RHS gardening workshops as well.
Right. So a whole package of support there. So where are you based?
We're based at in Hatfield Peveril. And we also have a support centre in Harlow Leisure Zone.
Okay.
So, but we're from the Hatfield Peveril.
Sure, sure. And so is there a limited number of clients that you can work with, or how does that work?
So all the services and support we offer is completely free of charge. I think we're supporting just over 1,200 clients at the minute. In the last sort of 3 months, we've had about 174 new clients sort of reach out for support. We've also got working partnerships with the Spire, Hartswood and Wesley Hospitals in Brentwood and Southend as well, and as well with the Princess Alexandra Hospital up in Colchester.
Wow, so this is actually a really large organisation then?
Yes, it is. I mean, and we're a small charity, local Essex-based charity.
Yes.
Obviously, I mean, Helen Rollison was a Brentwood girl herself,
Well, perhaps you should remind some people who may not remember who she is.
Well, Helen Rollison was a bit of a trailblazer back in her day, really, because she was the first female sports presenter. And, she used to... I remember. Blake's not old enough. I remember when she passed away, and I remember the charity being set up in this area back then, and obviously it's grown and spread throughout
1999,
Essex.
That's it.
And it's grown throughout Essex since then. As much as we do a lot and we support, we spread our wings wide, we are a small...
Sure. Absolutely, then that's even more impressive when you say that you're a small local organisation like that, to then have the numbers that Blake has just told me about.
Yeah.
That's pretty phenomenal, really, isn't it, actually? It just shows the need.
It is. My personal interaction with Helen Rollison came about 7 years ago because I had a breast cancer diagnosis.
Okay.
So,
and how did you get referred to them? How did that work?
I think I was made aware... at the hospital, about them.
Sure.
And I think, as I say, I was aware of them beforehand. But you just go along, and you don't need a referral. You can just get in contact with us.
Okay.
Look us up online, give us a call, and then you'll go along. It's a fairly informal chat. That's what I had to start with, and they just take down your details and things. And then I accessed reflexology regularly throughout my treatment and afterwards up until probably only about a year or two ago.
Okay.
So they
keep you going for 5 years, effectively.
They can for as long as you... And I mean, I didn't go consistently throughout that, but every now and again I'd pop in and have a reflex, because obviously there's people going through treatment that need to take the priority.
So I would have assumed then that there's not just... what you go for, but there's that kind of sense of mutual support and others
100%.
Who are there.
I mean, when you go there, if you're sitting, you get there early or whatever, and you're sitting in the waiting room, there's people that are going through a similar thing and can relate to what you're going through. Unfortunately, it is a club. So you really understand.
I think that's a good thing, isn't it? Because, I mean, the reality is that you mention the C word to many people and they freak out.
Yeah, they do, 100%. It does scare people. And I mean, obviously, it is scary, but when you're doing it and when you're going through it, I remember my mum saying about how, when I used to go for chemo, how sociable it was on the ward. And people are, we're just getting on with it.
All in the same boat.
And it doesn't stop you being who you are.
Yeah.
And, being able to have a chat and a laugh and things like that. But it is nice to be able to go somewhere like Helen Rollison and sit in the waiting room and have a chat and speak to people that do get it and do understand.
Sure, absolutely. Well, that sounds... I mean, that's all really... Actually, that's really positive, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
And it's really good to be able to say something really positive when we're mentioning that word.
Yeah, 100%.
Brilliant. Oh, well, that's really good. Well, thank you very much for that. And Blake, what's your role in all of this?
So I work for the charity. I started out as a volunteer and then was offered a role to help with all the marketing and the fundraising. So I do a lot of the marketing, but also help out with the fundraising events. And I get to visit all the centres, all our charity shops, and sort of see the impact that we have on people.
Right. And I guess that's really rewarding.
It is. You sort of see the people that we come through and you can see how much we help them. And it's a service that is in need. And it's one of those that people need it. And we're lucky enough to say that we have no real waiting list for any of our services.
Well, that's amazing. That's really good. And Fiona, now you have a kind of an ambassador role.
After I finished treatment, I started doing a bit of volunteering. Then obviously COVID hit, so that all sort of stopped. And then I've picked it up again post-COVID. And I tend to do volunteer at the events. But I'm quite, quite passionate, and they're a great team, and I really love working with them. So I just sort of stepped it up recently just to become a bit of an ambassador and to get the word about Helen Rollison out there and let people know what we do. And
come and chat to people like me.
Exactly that.
Brilliant.
Exactly
good. That. All right. Well, let's have the first of the three tracks that we've got for us today that were actually chosen by them. But we better give Zoe a mention, hadn't we? Yeah, hopefully she's listening today,
whatever
she's doing, or she'll listen back to the recording afterwards. So the first one that she chose, for the obvious reasons, is Queen and Bicycle Race.
Bicycle, bicycle, bicycle. I want to ride my bicycle, bicycle, bicycle. bicycle.
I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bike. I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride it where I like.
You say black,
I say white.
You say bar,
I say bite.
You say shark,
I say him. And George was never my scene, and I don't like Star Wars.
You say Rose,
I say Roy.
You say God,
give me a choice.
You say Lord,
I say Christ. I don't believe in Peter Pan, Frankenstein, or Superman.
What I wanna do is bicycle.
I want to ride. I want to ride my bike. I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my
bicycle. Races are coming your way.
So forget all your duties, oh yeah.
Just follow girls, they'll be riding today.
So look out for those beauties, oh yeah.
On your marks, get set, go.
As Queen and Bicycle Race, which of course comes from 1978. It was a UK number 11, a USA number 12, and it came from a rather controversial album of Queen's at the time, which was called Jazz, which had a wider selection of musical variety on it than was normally expected from them. It's 25 minutes after one here on a Friday lunchtime, and it's time for this.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
So I'll have a look at what's happening locally with all of the traffic here for you today. First of all, let's go to the motorway and do some of the things that are happening on that. On the M11 southbound, there's slow-moving traffic between Junction 7, the Haslingden Wood interchange at Harlow, and Junction 6, the M25. The M25 itself, anti-clockwise, there's slow-moving traffic between Junction 28, that's the A12 Brook Street roundabout, and Junction 27, the M11, so that's going to be really slow in that period along there. M11 northbound, slow traffic from the Junction 26, the M25 towards Junction 7, the A414 Harlow, so really busy this Friday lunchtime. And also M25 anti-clockwise, slow traffic from Junction 29, the A127 to after Junction 28 on the A12. So we go just here locally, we have a look at the local traffic map and see how we've got things here. It's quite busy within the centre of Billericay this afternoon. We've also got, of course, lots of traffic around the centre of Brentwood, around Wilson's Corner. That's busy in every single direction, as you would expect. There's ongoing roadworks, of course, as we know, at Ingatestone on the A12, where they're doing that updating work there. That holds everybody up just a little bit. Very busy now at the Hoe Green junction of the A12 there, and then very busy further up on the A12 past Sandon, and of course the centre of Chelmsford. Surprise, surprise, Friday lunchtime, it's busy. Well, I'll give another travel update in an hour's time, and if anything major comes in, I shall let you know all about it. We're chatting away here with Blake and Fiona from the Helen Rollinson Cancer Charity, and we're just hearing about the remarkable amount of work that they undertake. I can't get over this, 1,200 clients working with at the moment, and 174 from last month. That's worth saying over and over again to get people that sense of quite what is going on there at the moment. Let's have a look at what the services are offered. What kind of things do you provide? And a bit more detail about them.
Okay. So we offer sort of reflexology, massage, manual lymphatic drainage, along with a lot of support groups. They're all completely free for anyone with any cancer, whether they're newly diagnosed or sort of long past treatment. They're sort of offered at our support centres in Harlow. We've got one in Hatfield Peveril, and we've got a few working partnerships with some local hospitals as well. So we've got one in Brentwood, one in Southend, and we've got one in Colchester. And we've got a collaboration with Look Good, Feel Better, Nicola Jane and Macmillan Benefits caseworkers as well. So it's not just the reflexology and massage that people access at our centres. It's sort of the wider variety of support for people. And we've also offer counselling as well, which, again, it's one of the things that the NHS has got quite a long waiting list for. And we're lucky enough to say that we don't have a waiting list for counselling and any of our treatments.
That again, is this really positive things for people to actually hear.
And I have to say, I mean, I access the Look Good, Feel Better. And I mean, you know, you can understand when you're going through treatment, especially like with breast cancer, you're guaranteed to lose your hair. So you lose all your eyebrows, your eyelashes, all of it. So the Look Good, Feel Better is like they do like a makeup workshop with you. So they'll invite a group of ladies along, and they get donated makeup from beauty companies and things, and they show you how to apply it to make you look good and feel better, and you get to keep your bag of makeup, and I found that really, really,
sure,
really helpful.
I can imagine that, yeah, would be a really positive, because, yeah, I've known a number of older ladies than yourself,
yeah,
who've had breast cancer, inevitably, of course, apart from the actual danger of the reality of this is cancer,
yeah,
what it can actually do to your sense of self as well is a really difficult thing.
Yeah, and I mean, I accessed the reflexology. I mean, with me, my treatment really kind of affected my legs. I was really sluggish and very, very fatigued at times. So, you know, the reflexology was just lovely, just to go along, and you could have sort of 45, 50 minutes of just, you could either just have a bit of downtime while you were there with the reflexologist, or I found that, you know, that they're such lovely ladies. And again, they volunteer, they give up their time. And I mean, Nikki, who did my reflexology 7 years ago, she's still with us. So yeah, they're lovely ladies, and they do an incredible job.
Yeah, well, that's wonderful to hear. So you say they are volunteers. So, Blake, do you know roughly how many people are sort of like paid and how many volunteers?
So paid staff is, I want to say, just over 50.
Okay.
But when you sort of add up all their hours, we've got the equivalent of about 16 full-time members of staff working in our support centres and raising-wise. Volunteers across the entire charity, I think it's about the 200 volunteers mark. So Fiona will know from fundraising events, we are heavily on volunteers.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, all charities are.
Yeah. And the Ride for Helen is, you know, because especially doing this 100-mile route this time, we need so many marshals. So we're heavily reliant on our volunteers for,
sure,
this particular event.
Sure, yeah, sure. Well, we'll talk about that event after we've done the next one, really, particularly. But I mean, so, because, I mean, as I said, I have a lot of people in from all kinds of different charities, and there's always we need to put a real pitch out there for volunteers,
yeah,
because everybody's desperate for volunteers at this time. But I guess with an organisation like yourselves, I mean, you've got volunteers for this specific thing that we've got coming up.
Yeah.
But then sort of like volunteers on a wider sense?
So, I mean, all our charity shops have a paid manager. But apart from that, they are all manned and run by volunteers, and the same for our support centres. If you were to ring one of our centres today, your phone call would be answered by our volunteer. The only paid staff in the building today would be the therapist themselves and one of our support services team leaders. Apart from that, it's all heavily volunteers. Every day in the office, we've got at least three or four volunteers, so they'll do all the admin. They do... I'm trying to think what happened.
Well, I know with, obviously, Sue and Angelo, they deal with getting the, letting the volunteers know, emailing volunteers to say what events they've got coming up and, what you know, are you available, these are the dates, etc. Then you've got Gemma, who does the community fundraising and communicating with the ambassadors to say, right, we've got these events coming up, we need an ambassador, are you available for these events? Zoe obviously oversees the whole fundraising office and manages it.
It's a very small team. I think fundraising team, there's three paid staff.
Okay.
And obviously I'm marketing, so I technically don't count, although I dip in and out of the fundraising. So actually, from a sort of bringing the money in side of things, there's only four members of staff, all working part-time. And then we've got heavily volunteers fundraising. On a Tuesday, we could have up to four volunteers in today.
Yeah. So does all the money just come from volunteers or come from fundraising and things like this, or is there money that comes from anywhere else?
So we get no money from the government whatsoever. So it's all completely from our fundraising events, donations from people, money that comes in from our shops and eBay, and sort of grants from different other organisations that might want to support the charity as well.
Sure. Okay. But so that's a continuous thing that needs to be updated and worked on the whole time.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Brilliant. Okay. Well, thank you very much for that. So, Elton John and Rocket Man. I know you guys didn't choose it, but why do you think Zoe chose this one?
I don't know. Maybe to encourage the 100-mile real keen cyclist to go quicker.
Okay, why not?
She packed my bags last night, pre-flight. 0 hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then. I miss the earth so much, I miss my wife. It's lonely out in space on such a timeless flight. We'll be right back.
Elton John, of course, and the classic Rocket Man from 1972, a UK number two, a USA number six. And, well, that's interesting. That's gone up in the Rolling Stones Sub 500 Greatest Songs of All Time. They did a 2021 revision, and that's up now to number 149 within that. And if you're a Spotify kind of person, that's now had over a billion, yes, I did say that, a billion streams on Spotify. 139. Here on Phoenix, and we're chatting away about Helen Rollinson Cancer Charity. If you've just joined us, well, don't worry, as forever, it's all being recorded and it'll be there on the show blog for today, 123 Friday, the 3rd of May, though it doesn't look much like May when I'm looking out of the window here today, I have to say. But all be there. And so we've just heard about all of these various things that go on, particularly about the significance and importance of the need for the charity to be continually fundraising to try and keep all of these marvellous activities going, with a lot of fat charities, of course, are in this kind of situation at this time. But one of your big things is the bicycle rides. So tell us all about that.
It is. So taking place on the 12th of May, which actually this coming Sunday, is our Ride for Helen. No, a week Sunday. Never mind, we're not there yet. I've been Ride for Helen mode all day. Ride for Helen on Sunday the 12th of May. So it's a cycle ride starting and finishing in Hatfield Peveril, which is where one of our centres are at the Cricks. So we've got routes of 6 miles, 15 miles, 30, 50, 65, and the all-new 100-mile route. They all start and finish in Hatfield Peveril, and sort of the longer routes are going through around Bishop Stortford, Dunmo, Braintree, and coming all the way back. It's a great day out for all the keen cyclists and those that just want to do a quick 6 miles around Hatfield Peveril and back again. We've got an event hub at the Crick, so we'll have an ice cream van, there'll be teas, coffee, food, lots of friendly faces. Fiona's going to be there checking you all in. And it's a great day out, really. Tickets are still on sale. You can pre-book on our website, helenrollison.org.uk, or you can sign up on the day.
Right. So, so you can sign. So basically, you're saying you can just get a ticket to take part in whichever one you want to, or literally you can just turn up.
Yeah. So you can pre-book on our website, or you can turn up on the day.
Right, okay. And any ideas about how many people do this regularly?
At the minute, we're about 500 riders so far signed up. Our key number to hit the final goal, hopefully, is 800.
Okay.
So anywhere sort of between 750 and 800 riders is what we're looking for. I think previous years, it varies.
Sure.
I think overall we've probably had about 4,000 riders take part in the past 11 years.
Okay. Oh, well, there you go. So that's so you're looking actually to increase the numbers of the average number. And so tell us about this. Tell us about the short one, first of all. Let's talk about the one that's, you know, not so scary.
So I've never done the short run. I actually used to cycle the 15-mile route.
You're just showing off here, aren't you?
Very much so.
But then he's young.
He's young, absolutely.
The 6 miles, the sort of easy route for your not-so-keen cyclists and your families that want to go out and do a nice little route. So that goes through Hatfield Peveril, Nounsley, and sort of go behind the back of one of our support centres, come up, you then go past our support centre and back to the Cricks. So that's a nice little route to sort of start your Sunday morning.
Okay, there you go. Right, and now tell us about the new one, the 100 miles.
So the all-new 100-mile route was actually set up by one of our volunteers.
Okay.
So he went out and cycled that route for us and put it all together. So again, that starts in Hatfield Peveril and will go through Turling, all the way up round Dunmo, round Bishop Stortford. It will come back through Braintree and then come back past our centre as well, and then back to the Crypt in Hatfield Peveril.
That's a ride, isn't it? Of course, Fiona, you were saying earlier on, you need sort of like stewards and people on these rides.
Yeah, we have marshals out on the routes, on the various routes, to obviously just to direct people so that they know, you know, which way they're going and they don't get lost. And with it going out as far as 100 miles this time, you know, we need as many volunteers as possible to be out on the routes, helping and directing the riders so that they go in the right direction.
Okay, one assumes that obviously they need to contact you beforehand so that you can allocate them where they've got to go.
So if anyone does want to volunteer, the best way is to give us a call on 01245 380 719. I know definitely at the minute we're looking for sweepers for the 15, 30, 50, 65 and 100 mile route. So if anyone does want to cycle the routes and is happy to sort of be the last person behind everyone to sort of stand down the
volunteers.
That's
what a sweeper... When you said sweeper, I thought, sweeper? What's that?
Yes, the sweeper.
Absolutely. Sweeping away. We're doing sweeping here in the studio, imagining.
Sweeper would be the last one out on the route just to make sure everyone gets back safely, no one's left behind, and also to stand down the volunteers.
So like a back rider.
Yes.
Basically, if anyone wants to do that, we're offering 2 free tickets as well for 2 of their friends to come along. And again, if you give us a call on 01245 380 719, and we'll be able to have a chat and arrange that for you.
Sure. Well, of course, all the contact info will be on the show blog here today, but so we've got the phone number and email address
would be fundraising@helenrollison.org.uk.
okay. And the website in general?
Website is helenrollison.org.uk, so you'll find information about all the support we offer, sort of how to contact the support services team. That's got all of our events on there, so not just Ride for Helen. We've got Open Gardens in Hatfield Peveril on Sunday the 26th of May. We've got a vintage day out, which is sort of like your vintage theme, classic cars, shopping, and also that vintage live entertainment at Cressing Temple Barns on Sunday the 14th of July. We've got a marvellous vintage at Leomani Tower in sort of Tiptree Colchester Way on Sunday the 25th of August. And again, that's sort of an all retro experience at Leomani Tower. For all those, you can pre-book tickets on the website as well.
Brilliant.
Leomani is a new one for us this year.
Great. Well, it's good to hear too that the work is expanding and more and things have been coming involved with it. Fantastic. Right, let's have the last of these 3 tracks that we've got for us. A theme from Rocky 3, Survivor, The Eye of the Tiger. And let's deal with the info about that. It was not surprisingly, it was a 1982 number one in the USA, where it was there for 6 weeks. It was number one in the UK for 4 weeks, and it topped the charts in 7 more countries. Survivor, of course, and the Eye of the Tiger. The birthdays competition is literally just around the corner.
Phoenix FM.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Join me, Daniel Gregory, and the Bliss Disciples every Friday evening from 6 p.m. as I delve into a rich two-hour musical tapestry meticulously created to uplift your spirits and set the perfect tone for the weekend ahead.
Guess the ages, guess the year. The Friday teaser on 123 with Patrick Shearing on Phoenix 98 FM.
So here we are, time on Friday lunchtime for us to have a go at working out how old we think three artists are. I shall play a track, give you some information, and you just have to email me in radio at phoenixfm.com if you would like to take part against our regulars and also against our guests here in the studio today. So starting off here today, Ray Parker Jr., an American musician, singer, songwriter, and record producer. As a solo performer, he wrote and performed the theme song for the 1984 film Ghostbusters. Previously, he'd had a US top 10 hit in 1982. He was also performed with his own band Radio and the Barry White Orchestra, which he produced from Radio. The first album came out in 1978. So we're going to go for Ghostbusters, USA number one in six more countries, UK number two, top 10 in 10 more, sold over a million in the UK, the USA and in France. Did you buy it?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
That's Ray Parker Jr., the first of our three artists today, and who you're going to call, Ghostbusters. Well, actually, you can call us or email us, radio@phoenixfm.com, if you think you know how old he is. Second of our artists that we've got today, Kelly Clarkson, American singer, songwriter, television personality and author. She rose to fame after winning the first season of American Idol in 2002, which earned her the record deal with RCA Records. Her debut single, A Moment Like This, topped the USA Top 100. Second album, which came out, was called Thankful, came out in 2003. And then she brought out her next album, Breakaway, which sold over 12 million copies worldwide. In total, she has sold, let me see here, a staggering 25 million albums and 45 million singles worldwide. So how old do we reckon Kelly Clarkson is? We're going to hear the title track from Breakaway from 2004. It was USA number 6 and number 22 in the UK and top 10 in 5 more countries.
My window, dreaming of what could be, and On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM. News.